Item number 16, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2017 strategic plan and financial forecast by Jim Forte.
And David Thompson. I'm going to tag team this one. In the material, the backup materials that you received, there were two documents. One was a resolution adopted on March 19th, 2007 by the board that adopted our strategic plan at that time. And then behind that, there was a document that actually was the is the proposed strategic plan that that we've been working on. When the Legislative Budget Board and the State Auditor's Office looked at BRA about a little over a year ago, the LBB mentioned that they couldn't find a specific connection between the two documents, our strategic plan, long-range financial plan. We don't necessarily agree with that, but we thought it would be a good opportunity for us to go back and look at our strategic plan and the goals and objectives that we have within it and see if they were still consistent. Of course, in the water industry, where you measure your progress in decades, it's kind of hard to see goals and objectives change dramatically. But we have gone back and looked at the goals and objectives, and while we didn't change any of the goals, we did do some rewording, and those were included in the packet that or in the materials behind this agenda item. It's not our intent to go through and make any type of a formal goal and objective by goal and objective presentation today, but we are looking for input if any of the board members have any observations on the goals and objectives that we put out there. We're certainly willing to entertain those. Our intent is to come back in the July meeting and take the goals and objectives and then populate that further with strategies. Those strategies will represent projects and activities that are recommended to be funded in your 2017 budget. And just to show you an example, here where we have the first goal and two objectives, where we say we're going to support the development of surface water, obviously Allen's Creek is a very clear strategy under that objective, and what we intend to do then is populate more of these objectives and more of the goals to represent the level of effort that we have to address the strategic plan. So that's all I have for presentation, unless there's one of the members that has some comments on the goals and objectives as we included them in the packet. If not, again, we'll bring this back to you in July for you to readopt the strategic plan for fiscal 2017.
This time of the year, we bring to you a look at what our financial forecast is going to be looking at, and give you an opportunity to see what we're thinking about and how we're going to have for the budget for next year, as well as a five-year plan. You may have questions now or maybe after this meeting, and you can always get back with Phil to answer any questions we may be able to answer, get back to you on. The main purpose of this is to the preliminary look. We still are working on the budget to try to get up with the right numbers and everything. Once we conclude this, we'll come back in July for approval on the 2017 budget. First, I want to look at some of the assumptions I used. And you can see in revenue, I've removed the interruptible water in the numbers for the budget, simply because it's a small number, and two, I'm being conservative and putting only water that's known sales. Also, we had 39,000 acre feet of water that went to full system rate. We also are working with Abilene to sell 7,200 acre-feet of water. And then the West Central Brazos Pipeline was sold. Therefore, we removed the revenue for that. Next on expenses, we have an employment cost index increases of about 1.8%. And our merit increases are 3.2, giving us about 5%, which is pretty normal year-on-year increases for our employees. Also, we had two headcount reductions from the West Central Brazos pipeline, but we're adding four headcounts for that. And then again, the Brazos West Central Brazos pipeline expenses, since we have sold it, those expenses are not in the budget. So let's take a look at the financials that we have out here. And as you can see, what I'm trying to do is show you all the different pieces, the moving elements in the forecast itself. Revenue has a modest increase year on year. We do have in 2021, 37,000 acre feet of water that will be switching over to full system rate. The projects themselves, as we mentioned before, we have Allen's Creek. We also have the Limestone Lake maintenance that we're going to have to be doing. So there are major projects we have to account for going out into the five-year plan. Also, I do want to mention that we did sell the Possum Kingdom, and that's in my projection. So FY16 is my newest projection on what we expect to happen for this year. And that was $10 million along with the West Central Brazos pipeline for $11 million. We are showing that we will have to start borrowing money in 2019, and those are the bond proceeds I have for that. And now I'm going to go ahead and explain what makes up that working capital and the system rates. So this is a busy slide, but what I'm trying to do is show you how we balance between the system rate, how we deal with the debt coverage, and then also what is required in our reserves that we maintain. As you can see, I have a modest increase of about 2% up to 3%, getting out to 2021 when we have 37,000 acre feet coming back in at full system rate. So the intent was really to try to get something that would match to our employees' cost increases, but then try to balance it with the debt coverage that we have coming up and borrowing money, more money in 2019. We are required to maintain a 1.3 ratio coverage, and I'm proving that, yes, we did make those coverages. And then the reserves, which in 2005, this board mandated that we must have a 90-day working capital on operating expenses, contingent reserve of $5 million, and self-insurance of $500,000. So with the balancing of that, that's what generated my ending working capital.
David, should we be concerned about the decline in the working capital?
Well, in addition to this, we also have a restricted repair and maintenance of almost $5 million that's not in this number here. So technically speaking, we probably have a total of about, when you get out here, almost $20
million. We've been spending money awful fast.
Yes, we have. I went with the minimum. I figured we this would at least satisfy increasing the rates that we are meeting the required reserve requirements year on year.
In the same line of thinking, we're budgeting an increase of 5% per employee,
right,
for annual cost. And we're anticipating a lot of cost in the Allen's Creek. It would seem to me that it would be quite reasonable to anticipate a lot of those kinds of rates of increase by changing the system right now. Why not make it 3% now or 3.5% now and put some money in the bank?
Well, we can do that. I was trying to keep, can I show you the next slide here? This is what I'm looking at between the two budgets, between 16 and 17. And you can see I've raised it from 70.5 to 72. And in that, it generates what's called a rate stabilization fund. So I am increasing the rate by 2%. Otherwise, the rate would have been the same at 70.5. So what I was trying to do is to show a normalized rate to kind of be responsible that it's about 2% to 3% up. Now, we haven't finished our forecast beyond that to see where the rates are going to be. As you probably know, if we use the water development board funds, there are deferrals on a lot of those interests and principals. So we need to work through some of those numbers to see where those rates are going to be going in the years out.
The logic part of this is back whenever we first got here, Sal and some of us, we had rates being increased up to 15% a year. And whenever we, the staff, had to go out and tell the customers that your rate's been increased, and we didn't have a methodology then to explain why. And the reason we didn't say why, because it was a picked out of the air number that somebody says, our water is too low. It needs to be higher, because at that point in time, there was a larger spread between the LCRA and us, for example. And so we did a model, and we kept with this and gone out where we can look the guy in the eye and said, the reason we're doing this is because such, such, and such, and that's worked out good so far. Doesn't say you can't change it, but that's the background and the logic.
I think
it's been a good model, and it's worked well over the years recently. However, we just approved up to an $86 million. That expense in this plan of through 2021 is not showing up anywhere, correct? Because that's a capitalized expense.
Yeah. Right.
So that's us potentially today, you know, putting together a plan to spend $86 million, and we're not accounting for it. When do we start accounting for money that we are committing to spend? And wouldn't it be prudent? Now's the day we do have something we can say, here's why we need to go up a little bit more than we've gone in the past. And if we spread it out over more of our time frame, it's going to be easier on everybody, and it'll be a lot better. I mean, and that's a judgment call, and I don't know what the rule of thumb is on it, but
I mean, we have real dollars we're setting up to spend for.
But we are contemplating these numbers. You can see the capital projects. We're planning on spending $22 million next year, up to 19, 28, 29.
So you have them in your cash flow then.
Right, we do.
This cash flow.
And we also have the limestone lake maintenance, plus the other dam maintenance we have too.
That's right.
So we have quite
it's
a bit
on the you're doing it on a cash
if
flow.
You look back at last year's forecast, it was considerably lower than that. So we put in a lot of work and look at the projects. And obviously, as we work more with Houston and understand what's going on, we'll know more about.
I would like for, I think it would be important for us to perhaps next meeting or supplemental to this one, to be able to use this model,
right,
if we owned 100% of the.
Yes, I agree with
100%
that.
100% of the reservoir
and
expense.
That would also may have play into that number as well.
I think we'd be short on our bond coverage. If you just,
but again, this is a preliminary look, and I mean, you may have more questions after this meeting, and be more than happy to take those questions in. But as we move through the summer, working with Houston and everything else, we'll find out more about what this could be.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot developing. Right.
There's a lot more work to be done.
This. Doing it this way was where we didn't want to come in here and you got one meeting to make up your mind and it's the first time you've seen it and you say, whoa, that's too big a pill to swallow. We can't do that. So that's why we laid it out this way.
When did we go with our annual meeting?
Things to justify our water rate?
July.
In July.
So we need.
It starts
this week in July?
Mid-July.
Not too far.
Okay. Any other questions? Like I said, be more than happy to take questions after this, even later on next week or something, if you think of something.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha.